Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 6. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." You're going to die. Here's how to deal with it. That was the headline of an online news article that caught my attention recently. The article proceeded to offer all sorts of advice on ways for a person to ease their anxiety about death. Have open conversations about dying. Get your paperwork in order. Declutter and downsize now so that others won't have to do it later. Don't wait to achieve your goals. Don't put off reconciling with people from whom you've separated. All practical ideas, however, in some way, missing the point. If you want to know how to deal with the inevitability of death, look at Jesus' empty tomb and see the place where they laid him. The devil definitely doesn't want you to see this. He wants you to see the yawning pit of your own grave. He will point his finger and cackle that your final bed has been made up for you. He wants you to think that the grave will be the end for you. But the devil can't change history. He can't change Calvary, and he sure can't stuff Jesus back in the tomb. See the place where they laid him? He's not there. And that means that everyone who trusts in him for forgiveness and eternal life will have both. We're not so naive as to think that dying is ever easy or that coping with the death of someone dear is a breeze. It's not easy, but it is inevitable. How do you deal with it? It's thoughtful to declutter now so that others won't have to later. It's smart to have your paperwork in order. But if you really want to be prepared to die, trust in Jesus. Lord Jesus, although death is real, your resurrection changes everything. Remind me each day of your empty tomb and draw me to yourself in faith that I may ever be prepared for this life to end and life eternal to begin. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.